Let us pray. All that we have, O Lord, and all that we are, come to us as signs of your love and your grace. Receive these gifts, we pray, for the sake of him who offered himself for us and whose name, and in whose name we pray, your Son, our Lord. Amen. From John's Gospel, chapter 14. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you, says the Lord. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, and because I live, you will live also. I will pray the Father, and he will give you the Counselor, the Comforter, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you. I will not leave you desolate, is the promise. And it's a promise that the Holy Spirit will sustain us. This is, in effect, the birth story of God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, the Creator, God the Son, the Redeemer, God the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, the Counselor, the Comforter. We can see the Grand Canyon. We can hear the story of Jesus' birth and see it recreated in the birth of children that we come to know and love. But the Spirit is more elusive. How do we know it's true? How do we know God's promise has been delivered? The painting in the back was a metaphor for this set of ideas. It's a painting done by an American artist named Charles Peterson, whose ghostly images in familiar places give us a clue as to how the Holy Spirit continues to work. That particular one is entitled Fountain of Youth. And of course, it's a soda fountain that is figuratively inhabited by people over the years who've come to have a chocolate soda or a cherry Coke or a vanilla, a hot fudge sundae or any varieties of things that you could get at soda fountains, something of an icon long past. But Charles Peterson's work also includes schoolhouses and farmyards and churches, all of whom in his painting, and by extension in my thoughts today, are inhabited by more than just the people that happen to be there at any given time and place. So to introduce and continue with this idea, I'd like you to take that hymnal out that I mentioned a minute ago, and in the next moment or two, simply let us recite the names of those people who have been part of this church and in whose presence we have been, although less aware than we usually are, for many, many years. So we'll begin here and simply the names for the moment.
Robin Morrow.
T.L. Jones.
T.L. Jones.
Robin Morrow and T.L. Jones. T.L. Jones.
Marty Bell.
Will someone tell me a story of Robin Morrow and T.L. Jones?
I bought out T.L. Jones out of the grain business.
T.L. Jones owned a grain business here in town, and he was the one that...
He stayed with me from that point on until he died. Mm-hmm.
So his life and work led to yours.
Yours, T.L. Jones, was known
T.L. Jones was the Iceman here in town. Quite a story. And he's been here ever since.
He died in 1959. He was 7 years old.
There are 31 people in this room, but many more who have been here, and in addition to Robin and T.L., well, we can think of dozens that have been here literally and figuratively. We think of Pam and Margaret and Shelley and Charles and Larry. And it's a great cloud of witnesses in whose name we gather and in whose memory we honor. And there it is. I will not leave you desolate is the promise. Doesn't mean I'll never leave you sad, but always grateful and always with the opportunity to let our lives continue in honor of those who've made our lives what it is. I can't look back to where Kyle and Terry are sitting and not think of Marge Barley, who, by the way, before Lake Allen Henry was the mecca of recreation in Garza County, was Marge Barley's more or less private fishing hole. I think of Sammy and Jimmy Pollard. Jimmy, who before the internet had really taken over the world, was emailing congressmen and congresswomen in the early 90s when it was not easy to do that, but was, even though housebound and bedridden largely, was an active part of the life he shared. And I think of Pooh Olson, who, I don't know how many consecutive Sundays she provided the music in this place without a day off, and who was what I tell my students when I talk about the way we have done Sunday school here, that for a very long time we were the only church, I think, on earth that had a smoking section. And Pooh Olson was part of that. And I remember the last Sunday that she played music for us. She came through that door and said, "My arthritis is just too bad. I've got to give this up." And she died of metastatic bone cancer about a month later, which tells you just how strong and how committed she was to providing the music that we continue to share. And the hymnal that I use, the particular one that I use, has all of her hymn notes in it. So I can tell you that the hymn we sang today, "I Am Thine, O Lord," was also sung in this place on July 17th, 1974. And so it goes. I will not leave you desolate, because I will leave you, well, I'll leave you some ghost stories, if nothing else. Stories of the people who have made us who we are, who've made this place what it will continue to be, and in whose holy communion we will share a bit of bread and fruit of the vine in a moment. And as we do that, imagine, ponder, remember. Remember the people who are sitting next to you, and not just the ones you can touch, but the ones you can sense, and will always be able to do so in the presence quite literally of God the Holy Spirit. And know also that the Spirit that supports and sustains us this day will remain here and support and sustain, well, the little babies who sleep fast and safe in cradles, and that will come and go as time continues. We continue now to celebrate Holy Communion. Amen.